And now the beautiful haunting sound of the Celtic Orchestra and the Lark in the Clear Air. This is wonderful. Now I want to play for you, friends, a song by that wonderful group, The Black Family. This one features Frances Black, and she's joined, of course, in the chorus by the rest of the family. It's not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than The Black Family. Just a little explanation. This tells the story of the wailings of a young lady who has been misled by a ploughboy lad, and there's one or two little Scottish phrases. Gang awa means to go away. Take a listen, but listen to the lyrics, you get the idea. Frances Black and the Black Family and the Ploughboy Lad.
Well, I was not but sweet 16.
Ploughboy lads, they're all brawlers.
I did know what I know now, and I took me mother's bidding, no, I wouldn't be sitting my hour far side, trying to wish my baby, oh. Well, the ploughboy lads, they're all grown lads, but they're false and they're deceiving, no. They'll take your all and they'll gang along and leave the lassies grieving low. Well, it's hush-a-ba, for I'm your ma, but the Lord knows who's your daddy-o. And I'll take care and I'll beware of the ploughboys in the gloaming low. They're false and they're deceiving, no. They'll take your all and they'll gang the wall and leave the lassies grieving, no.
Francis Black and the Ploughboy Lads. Ah, yes, a lovely folky sound about that, wasn't there? And we're moving up to Dublin, the capital city of Ireland. Dublin stands on the River Liffey, and this tells the story of the demise of the Liffey Ferry. For many years, when people wanted to cross certain parts of the River Liffey, they'd have to get a boat, the Dublin Ferry, and the boatman would row them across to the other side. But now, as time went on, bridges were built across and roads were put across those bridges. And unfortunately, the ferryman was, well, he was out of a job. Here's Johnny McAvoy singing, well, the sad farewell of the Dublin ferryman. And he says, the Auna Liffey. Now, Auna Liffey is the Irish for River Liffey.
Little boats are gone from the breast of Auna Liffey. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. And the Dublin docks are dying, sure a way of life is gone. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. 'Twas the only job I had. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, half forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. So now I'll tend my yard, and I'll spend the day in talking, and I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Johnny McAvoy telling us the story of the Dublin ferryman. I always look on Johnny as a sort of a minstrel who sings to his own guitar accompaniment and sings exceptionally well in my book. He's made some fabulous albums. I promised you earlier we might have another track from Foster and Allen. Well, here they are telling us all about a cottage in the country.
Cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mum and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. For they hoped and they prayed he'd return to them, though the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there had been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. The old man is tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. On a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of a son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Foster and Allen with a sort of a country lilt about it. Would you not agree? I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a bit further back than that, I played Paddy Riley's version of A Bunch of Time, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair. I want to play for you now a version of it that I came across the other day from Val Dunican. Val hailed from County Waterford and then moved over to England and made, well, he became a huge icon in the, what, the 80s it was, but he never forgot his Irishness. Listen to Val Dunican singing a song, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair, All You Who Are Blooming in Your Prime.
Come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time. For time, it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, and time with all its joys. Yes, time brings all things to my mind. Once she had a bunch of time, and she thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass away. He stole her bunch of time away. Then the sailor gave to her a rose, and he said it never would decay. He gave it to her to keep her reminded of when he stole her time away. So come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal. Let no man steal away your time.
If I may say so, a very young sounding Val Dunican there, and A Bunch of Time. On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed,
it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out bright merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." "It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, my lovely Irish maid." "It's many's the foolish youth," she said, "has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." Like two fond hearts together this couple did embrace, like honey drops upon the dew the tears rolled down her face, saying, "There's not a day that you're away but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid."
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. And now it's the turn of a little bit of country and Irish. Now, I've explained all this to you before on previous programmes. Now, here's John Hogan. John Hogan is singing for us. It's an Irish song, sung in country style. It was written by Johnny Cash, so why wouldn't it be country? And Johnny was just returning from a holiday in Ireland, and he's remembering all the places that he'd been to on his tour.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorland and the meadows, and there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. I'd to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
John Hogan and 40 Shades of Green. A nice piece of country and Irish there. So here's one of the greatest musicians of late that's come out from Ireland for the past number of years, Michael English, a multi-talented man, sings some wonderful stuff, including this track. And listen to the lyrics.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My soul is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song if life was a page. We'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Part of war so long, now we must end. But you are my heroes and I am your friend. Feel free and easy like a bird on a tree. And one more time, listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. Well, Michael, I'm sorry, but we've reached that time. We've run out of time. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Sounds Irish. It's been one of the most mixed programmes we've had for a long time. Friends, don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're doing it again next week with another programme of Sounds Irish, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, take care. This is Joe Wallet saying God bless, travel safely, Sloan, bye.